Our first guest is Bob Christgau from the Village Voice.
Ramones!
Okay. David Allen from Gong. I'd like to also introduce Michael Shaw from the Soho Weekly News. Chris Cutler, Art Bears, Henry Cow. Okay, John Page from WGBTV and Random Records. And Michael Bloom from the Phoenix in Boston. Roger Trilling from the Village Voice. Okay, Reese Chatham from the Kitchen. You just heard him in Arsenal. Okay, I'm gonna read a couple of quotes. The first from Ralph J. Gleason. I believe in the strength of music to change the lives, the culture, and the nature of society, not just simply the power of a song, though God knows that is powerful enough and always has been, but in fact in the evidence that contemporary popular music, call it rock, call it what you will, is an energy source today unlike anything in history. It plays a role unlike anything in history, even including religion, and in this role as social glue, as educational system, as emotional mind expanding experience. Music is now in the process of changing the ways in which things are seen. In the process, it is changing things in which this generation will relate to, and everything, ultimately, it will change the nature of our society.
Music never changed the nature of society. Society changes the nature of music. That's the way the world works. That doesn't mean that there's no interaction, but it means that society and economics come first. So I think Ralph's full of shit, as usual.
Ralph Gleason's full of shit? Yeah, this guy's dead.
I agree with Robert. I think that you have, music for anyone other than musicians is really just sort of a recreation much more than anything else. It can be, it becomes a way in which you express yourself, certainly, but so are the clothes you put on in the morning and the food that you eat for breakfast and the way you vote in November if you vote and everything else you do. There's a great Brian Eno quote. The idea of art as self-expression seems to pretend that the rest of your life you do something else. And that's not so. Music is going to be part of you, but it's not the leading edge unless you're setting yourself up and classifying yourself as a musician. For the bulk of society, which means the people that go out and buy the records and finance the whole operation, music is a trailer. It's not a leader.
But what are you saying about the
music that's happening now?
The music that's happening now is a leader, but this isn't mass market music. This isn't the music that the society is going to be remembered for. I'm afraid it is, yeah.
So what are we going to do?
What are we going to do? I'm going to listen to this. I listen to this. Is it going to do it? Does it have any fair chance of so doing? Music cannot take over.
What do you think? You out there, do you think the music is going to take over that's happening now?
Well, I want to know. I don't want to know what they think. I want to know how it's
going
to happen.
Yeah?
Yeah. You guys are talking utopian theory, and I agree with you right down the line as far as theory goes. I would like to be able to walk down the street to the sounds of David Allen, to the sounds of the Art Bears.
there's already too much bloody music in the street. There's too much music in the airport, too much music in the supermarket, too much music in the every bloody place you go. There's too much music around, not too little. Too much and too bad.
I'd like to know how the art fairs are different. Different, how they are non-alienated music.
The art fairs are produced by their culture, you know. We're alienated.
This is very serious, a very serious conversation.
Okay, now, really, what do the rest of you think?
I still want to know how the art fest is not.
There's got to be a reason why you're up here.
The reason we're up here is that Giorgio misjudged the nature of this audience in much the same way that he misjudges the nature of the audience in general. That is to say, he believes that the audience is ready for different things than it's actually ready for. In the case of the mass audience, he believes that only if so-called progressive music were exposed to the masses, if only there were a distribution system in which the music would get to the people, then the people would automatically buy it up. This is not true.
Right.
In the case of this smaller audience, what he believes is that not only this music does this audience like so-called progressive music, else it wouldn't be here, but it also wants to listen to talk about progressive music, that it wants to think about it, that it wants a social and political analysis, all of which is a load of shit. All the audience wants is music. And that's because the so-called progressive music has not raised the consciousness of its audience to the point where analysis becomes a real possibility.
That, my dear friends, that is why I never buy the Village Voice.
And that's why I never bought a Gong record in my life and never will. They give them to me.
What do you guys want to hear?
Oh, I'm willing to go. I mean,
what do you want to hear?
Hey, he'll sing anything.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Hey, you do it yourselves.
That's what Adolf Hitler was good at.
Okay, thank you.
Of course there is. Our question is, how can we change this? I want you to face the problem right in its pimply face. Don't pass the buck. The idea is, what can you do about it? Don't sit there and say, well, we have to change the structure. We have to get the record companies out of the business of putting out pap. What can you do about it? Everything you've seen so far today has been an experiment by somebody to change the system. I haven't liked everything that's been up on stage. I've liked precious little of it. But everything has been an attempt to operate outside the record company system. Can you not see it in that light? Can you not see this in that light? This gentleman here points out that every act that has been on so far today has been booed.
Not by everybody.
And then this lady here points out that it hasn't been booed by everybody.
there are some people here that are going to not appreciate some of the things here. You know, there's stuff I haven't liked. There's stuff you haven't liked. Hopefully, there's been stuff you have liked. Hopefully, you've been able to see some of the value in what's been going on.
I want to ask you, like, how many of us have the money to go to Britain? You know, I don't. So we have to depend on the record companies to bring the groups over to us, you know? So wouldn't it be incredible if they could just get over in some other way? Because there's a lot of incredible things happening there, you know? Samurai?
The thing that occurs to me about this discussion right now, there's certain times when certain things like this can be done and can come off to everyone's satisfaction, but a lot of times it has to... A lot of times there have to be other needs that are met first. And if those other needs aren't met first, and if the time isn't right, something like this isn't going to come off.